taking an executive session. At this time, we're gonna have a prayer. I'm gonna ask Mr. T to lead us in that, and then after that, we got some members of Southside go come up and lead us in our pledge. So if you want to join us, please stand.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight, Lord. We thank you so much for each of these students and the faculty and staff we have here. We just thank you for our community, Lord. Just ask that you continue to bless us, Lord, and that we continue to seek you, to glorify you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, Southside kiddos.
Southside, come on up.
Any other Southside kiddos in here? Maybe the... Yeah, they are. Come on up.
There they are.
There we go.
Flags are up. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right, thank you. We'll move on to our spotlights. What's up there?
Star.
We got this now. All right, our star students, Southside Elementary.
All right, first we're going to recognize Violet Oxendine from Mr. Hendricks' kindergarten classroom. Violet walks into the classroom each day with a bright, loving smile that brings warmth to everyone around her. She has a caring heart and a wonderful sense of responsibility. As our little teacher assistant, she takes her role very seriously and is always ready to step in and help a friend in need. Her kindness, her leadership, and her positivity make our classroom shine bright every day. Violet Oxendine. Next one is Blakeland Dixon from Ms. Waddell's fourth grade class. Blakeland exemplifies several of our CKH characteristics, including respect, responsibility, and kindness. She comes to class ready to learn, listens attentively, asks thoughtful questions, and works hard every day. She is always looking for ways to help others and support her teacher. Blakeland is truly a joy to have in class. Ms. Blakeland Dixon. The and then Macy Wright is a second grader in Ms. Godwin's class. Macy comes to school each day with a bright smile and a readiness to learn. She treats every person she meets with kindness and respect as an inclusive with all of our students. Both inside and outside the classroom, Macy works hard and always does her best. She is the true definition of a leader and is a perfect example of what it means to be a Southside Superintendent Star student, Ms. Macy Wright.
Come up for a picture, come on up. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles.
One more time, Southside Elementary. Star students from Central Elementary, come on up. Come on up, Central. Parents, if y'all want to come up, take pictures and video, you can. We'll get ahead of this game.
All right.
I was fixing to say they didn't drive now. Come on.
All right, we'll start right here with this young man. This is Graham Spencer from kindergarten in Ms. Collins' class. Ms. Collins says, Graham has been selected as our superintendent star student for being such an outstanding member of our classroom community. He has a true love for learning and is always eager to grow while also helping others understand and succeed. Graham is a wonderful helper and a great friend who shows integrity and kindness every single day. His positive attitude and willingness to do the right thing make him someone we can always count on. We are so proud of Graham and lucky to have him in our classroom and our school. Graham Spencer. And next, we have our first grader, Cashton Morse, from Ms. Stone's class. Ms. Stone says, Cashton is an outstanding student who consistently demonstrates leadership, responsibility, and a positive attitude in our first grade classroom. He comes to school each day ready to learn and always gives his best effort in every subject. Cashton shows kindness and respect to his classmates and is quick to offer help when someone needs support. He participates actively in discussions, follows classroom expectations, and takes pride in his work. His strong work ethic and willingness to try new challenges make him a wonderful role model for his peers. We are incredibly proud of Cashton's growth and the positive example he sets each day. He truly shines as a superintendent's star student. Cashton Morse. And last but not least, we have Elias Redondo from Ms. Frankie's class in Head Start. And Ms. Frankie says, Elias has come such a long way from the start of the year. He excels in the classroom in multiple ways. He is a wonderful friend to others and shows respect for everyone around him. He brings joy to our classroom. Elias has been such a great example for his fellow classmates and has exceeded all of our classroom goals for the year already. We are so lucky to have a student like him in our class. This is Elias Redondo.
Responsibility and practice each day. He consistently strives for excellence and takes ownership of his learning. I can always rely on him to make thoughtful decisions and set a strong example for his peers. Awesome job, ladies. Then next we have our first grader. This is Oakley Whitaker. It says that he is a student who excels academically, always putting strong effort into doing his best. He stands out as a natural leader in the classroom, setting a positive example for his friends. He's also great at making good choices even when no one is looking. Best of all, Oakley is a kind and thoughtful person who consistently shows respect and care for others. We are so lucky to have him as part of our community at Lakeview. So congratulations, Oakley.
Parents can sit here and video.
There it comes. All right, so we got two of your finest. Let's go.
All right. All right, we have Paisley Johnson. Paisley Johnson comes to class each day ready and eager to learn, consistently demonstrating a strong work ethic and positive behavior. She stays focused, participates thoughtfully, and encourages others by sharing her knowledge and enthusiasm for learning. Paisley sets high standards for herself and works diligently to achieve her goals. She is respectful, kind, and always willing to help others. Paisley truly has a heart of gold and sets a wonderful example both academically and personally. Paisley Johnson. All right, we have Grayson Shoemaker. Grayson comes to class each day with a positive attitude and a strong commitment to learning. He actively participates, shares his ideas, contributes thoughtfully to his class discussions. Grayson continuously pushes himself to exceed his goals that he sets for himself, embracing challenges with determination. He advocates for his own learning, takes responsibility for his success, and treats others with respect and kindness. Grayson's dedication, perseverance, and positive impact make him a deserving recipient of the Superintendent Star Student.
All right. Okay. Moms, anybody?
They're all right here.
All right, newspaper time. Hold on. Sorry. Intermission. If any of y'all want to leave, it's not rude. We welcome you to stay for the whole meeting, but any of you that didn't have to tell him why I didn't. But you got to go out the back door. Thank y'all. All right, come on in here.
All right, I know y'all got a lot on your plate tonight, so I'll just hit the high notes. But for those of you that don't know, fifth grade, we introduced archery for fifth grade. So the majority of these kids have never touched a bow before. So we literally got back yesterday from state in San Antonio. These kids shot against 662 other kids. And they placed in the top 10. They were six out of 28 teams. That's safe. In both events, they did bullseye and 3D and placed six. So if y'all never been to a tournament, our local tournaments, they literally go and there's maybe 30 kids they're shooting against. We got to state and they shot with 200 other kids at the same time. So the fact that they were able to tuck them nerves down, they shot the best score they've ever shot all year long. And they did that at state. And they qualified for nationals. So they do have a chance to go to Utah if their parents decide to make that trip with them. So, yeah, but they decided to do that.
Junior high, let's go 6th, 7th, 8th grade. Let's go. Going in around, line it up.
for them. Trophies. They brought home third place in both events out of 59 teams at state. Yes. So excited. Donya is here tonight. She actually placed in the top five out of over 600 girls. Top five out of 600 girls at state. So Donya. Blake is here, but they placed in the top 10 at state out of over 600 boys. So pretty impressive. And 24 of these guys are for sure going to Utah to represent Maybank end of April. They are doing a fish fry April 18th to try to help raise funds. 11th. Y'all know I already forgot. So if y'all can, come support them. All the funds help them get to Utah to help pay for those expenses. So yes.
Hey, get in the window. Get in the window so you can be seen. Okay, 1, 2. Max, go that way.
I had a
this year. They've come a long way. They've worked their tails off. They've shot a lot. We did decent. We did about what we thought we'd do in Bullseye. We knew we'd have an uphill struggle there with Bullseye, and we did pretty good with that. We had some top 25 finishers. We had Mr. Olin right here finished, 14th in Bullseye. Yep, 14th in Bullseye, and Brandon was 22nd in Bullseye. So those two did great in Bullseye. We excelled in the 3D portion of the tournament. We wound up getting fourth as a team. We did really good with that, so I was really proud of that. And then Ava Sullivan got 24th. So she made the top 25 out of 791 kids. Olin got 23rd, so he made the top 25. Who is it? We have Brandon Law got 17th. He made top 25. So we had several of them make top 25, and then we have one young man that he had to you know, he had to outdo everybody. He did phenomenal. He got number two in the state of Texas. He's already told me several times he's going to do better than that when he gets up to national, so he plans on winning some more. I think he likes the scholarship. We're not sure how much the scholarship is yet, right until they get all their totals, but he did win a scholarship for placing second overall, so really proud of him. We're looking forward to going up to Utah and seeing if we can't make a little noise up there too, and see if we can't bring some hardware back to Maybank from that trip. So thank y'all very much.
Good evening. How are y'all? Well, this is our group that is here tonight. We had eight state soloists from the Texas State Vocal Competition, and all four of these made ones that are headed to state. And this is Samuel Miller, Elizabeth Welther, Christopher Dethridge, and Stephen Jeffers. That's cute. Able to be here tonight, but Sam and Elizabeth and Stephen are seniors that are going to be leaving us this year. All of them are racking up scholarships for music at wherever they're applying to. So we're very, very, very proud of them, and we head down to Austin area in May for the state solos. Okay, guys, smile really big. Let's get to close like we like each other or something like that. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, wait, there's the Jeffers. Did you get it?
No, I got it.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Shorter ones.
One more rope. Last week, right? All right. So we're super proud that you gave us an opportunity to come in this evening. I'm representing Fine Arts. I'm Joel Weisberg. I have the privilege of being our Fine Arts director and our band director. The kids in front of you have done a lot of cool stuff this year. First one I would like to acknowledge is Crystal Santillan. Where are you, babe? Come on up here in the front for just a second. Crystal is our artist who is competing at the state vase tournament in San Marcos, and her portrait was absolutely spectacular. We put it on the Fine Arts Facebook, and if so, if we could give her a round of applause. Christine, but she had some real family things to not be here, so I'm glad and I'm proud to represent you tonight. If you were in the marching band, give a raise of a hand.
All right,
so our Panther marching band did the first part of the only cumulative UIL award that is given in Texas, which is a sweepstakes award. You have to get a 1 in marching, a 1 in concert, and a 1 in sight reading in the same calendar year to bring home the sweepstakes. So that was our first part. That should be everybody up there. Raise your hand if you were in our symphonic band. Our non-varsity band went and made straight ones from every judge in the panel, sight reading and concert. And raise your hand if you were in the wind ensemble. This is our varsity top performing group. This group has a couple of really interesting distinctions tonight. First off is they brought home straight ones from all the judges, and then from solo and ensemble contest, every one of the woodwinds from our top ensemble and some in the second ensemble are state qualifiers, each and every one of them. So raise your hand if you're a woodwind state qualifier. Then another interesting distinction is we're very blessed to put people around our kids that are the very best at what they do. Mr. Tarkington's percussion program has been growing and growing and increasing in quality every year. Mr. Tarkington right here. Every percussionist in our band program, every one of them is a state qualifier. So percussion guys, raise your hands for me. Good job. We're not quite done. So members of our color guard, winter guard, raise your hand. So these folks have had an interesting year with our new instructor, Mr. Collins, right here. There we go. Mr. Collins and his group did something brand new for Maybank, and that is that we did a nationally judged WGI, which is Winter Guard International. It was all video, and you submit your submission of your show, and we were sixth place nationally with our Winter Guard, and they went to solo and ensemble contest last Saturday and made 1 from the judge, and so they've had an awesome year. One more time for the color guard folks there. So cumulatively, the band and color guard bring home the sweepstakes trophy to Maybank for the second year in a row, so that this group started a tradition. It's the second one, so we're very, very excited for them, and we're thankful to have a little bit of your time. Thank you so much. All right, we got some pictures. Thank you.
Find a gap.
Leslie, when do we smile?
Sorry.
Now.
Miss Slater, you can come up here and take a photo. It's okay. All right, now. Wait, hold on. Yes, ma'am. They're here.
Just stay. Hold on, Austin.
Austin. Everybody say wiser time when
okay,
okay, ready? Here we go. One, two, and three.
All right.
Okay.
Expectations and with facing challenges, he perseveres with a positive attitude. He is kind, encouraging to his peers, and a true friend to everyone around him. Weston Stevens. All right. And then we have Hannah Smith. Her teachers say that they are proud to recognize Hannah as Superintendent Star Student. She has demonstrated tremendous academic growth this year, exceeding her reading goals on every assessment she has taken. She approaches challenges with determination and works hard to find solutions. She is kind and respectful to everyone, and she encourages others and brings a positive attitude as well as a bright smile to the school each day. They are proud of her effort and character that she shows both in and out of the classroom. Hannah Smith.
Some very outstanding young ladies in the deck.
First of all, I want to say thank you for your support of our NECA program. You guys have always been so supportive and letting us do all the things that we do. So first, I want to say thank you to the school board, Dr. Marshall, Mr. Rowland, and Ms. Costello.
She's going to hide in the back by the
door.
Okay.
So these ladies have all made it to the International Career Development Conference for NECA. Abby and Anna have done a community awareness project over cybersecurity, and they've talked to vulnerable populations about different things they can do to help navigate the problems on the internet. And then Helen is doing business services marketing. She goes in and she talks to, well, she actually made it to the stage. She's a finalist for state, and then she didn't win, so she's an alternate, and she's going to in the leadership position to represent. They're going to represent Maybank High School in the great state of Texas. That's it.
She's here to talk about all the amazing things they did at state.
First of all, I'd like to thank our school board, Dr. Marshall and Mr. Rowland, for always supporting Beta. I have been a Beta sponsor now for about 20 years, and I just really appreciate all the support that we always get. These kids did an outstanding job again this year at our regional leadership summit and at our state Beta competition. And so these are some of our national qualifiers, and we'd just like to spotlight them tonight, if that's okay. I don't know if we're doing pictures or whatever, but this is a group, and then I was going to do individuals, if that's okay. All right, so parents got it.
Okay. Parents, make sure you get your picture of the group.
My dad's out there.
Dad's where?
My dad's out in the hallway.
We'll get one for you.
Yes, we'll send him a picture.
You got it.
You got it
for it?
Yes, sir.
Very concerned.
Okay. Our first groups that we're going to recognize are from our regional leadership summit. Every year in the fall, we take a group of our officers and then some students that have displayed very strong leadership qualities, and we compete at our regional leadership summit. The first one we're going to do, and so everybody else might want to step aside, will be, oh, well, hang on. It's just Abigail that's here. Ethical decision. You're going to represent the whole team. So our first competition is called Ethical Decision Making, and they're posed with an ethical problem in the community, and they have to come up with a solution within 2 weeks before our competition. Unfortunately, some of our students weren't able to be here, but Abigail is here to represent, and we're very excited for that. So congrats, Abigail. Up next is Project Proposal, and in that one, our representatives tonight are Anna Tay and Addison Walker, and Holly Walton. Where's Holly? Is Holly not here?
She was.
Did Holly have to leave? Okay, I thought she was coming back in with band. So, and Holly Walton. Project proposal, they have to propose a new service project. If you don't know anything about Beta, our motto is to lead by serving others, so we do community service throughout the year. And they came up with a fantastic service project that we're hoping to kind of wrap up at the end of this year.
The next group is Collaboration Connection, and our representatives here tonight are Sarah Lynn Adams, Adam Troke, and Wyatt Griffin. And in this competition, they are posed with a challenge on the spot, and they have to quickly come up with a solution and work as a team. And so congrats to our Regional Leadership Summit winners. Thank you. And then next we had our state convention in February, and I'm going to highlight our three individual places first. In fifth place with psychology is Luke Morrow. So Luke, congrats, Luke. And then Spanish, Hemelin Torres got fourth place. And on-site drawing in second place is Laura Sellers. Congrats. Thank you. Thank you. She forgot an award. That's okay. Okay. And now our group competitions from state. Our engineering team. So engineering, if you guys want to get together, and I'll let parents take pictures if they're here. Our representatives tonight are Wyatt Griffin, Hemelin Torres, Riley Lyons, and Adam Troke. Asher Embry is not present tonight. Their competition is super fun. It's one that everybody wants to do. They have to create a Rube Goldberg machine on site, building from a list of materials that are approved, and they have 2 hours to create it. And that's like a chain reaction machine. So that's what they had to do at convention. So congrats to them. Okay, and second place, robotics. Our representatives tonight are Luke Morrow, Maddox Lemons, Austin Frazier, Jackson Pertle, and Grant Rowland. And if you've been at the high school recently, you've seen Grant driving the robot around a lot. So they did fantastic. They have to create the robot, program it, and then they get to drive it and stuff. So hopefully we will do well at nationals as well. Okay, and then next is Scrapbook. Scrapbook just highlights our club and all of our community service throughout the year. Our representatives tonight are Sarah Lynn Adams, Abigail Jones, Jennifer Romero, Adam Troke, Anna Tay, and Addison Walker. They worked very, very hard on it, and I'm really proud of them. Okay, and then last but not least, we ran for state secretary this year. And the last time we had a state officer for Maybank was when the youngest Manning daughter was our state officer. So it's been a while. So Valerie was our last one. So if you don't know anything, obviously it's politics. So it's kind of hard to win, but we try to win fair. And this year we had an outstanding campaign. So our new state secretary for Beta. So Helen Mack will preside over the entire state of Texas. Yeah. Helen also has the opportunity to run for a national Beta officer this summer, so we're hoping that our campaign will do well. Her speech was fantastic. Her campaigning throughout that was amazing. Her question and answer was great. And then our campaign skit got third place. So our campaign skit representatives, if you'll join Helen, we have Abigail, Sarah Lynn, and Callie, and then I think that's it that's here right now. So, and our slogan was, y'all want to tell them the slogan?
Coach Hermina Ease and vote Helen Mac and Cheese.
So we'll dancing macaroni and cheese on stage. So, okay. All right. As always, I'm super proud of these kids, and hopefully you see them in the community doing some good as well, but we hope to represent Maybank well when we go to nationals this summer in Nashville. Okay. All right. Thank you guys very, very much.
Girls basketball. basketball. So this is Jeff Sutton. He is head basketball coach for the girls, and he's going to tell you about their season and their successes.
Yeah, so this is the girls basketball team. Had another great year. And before we kind of get started, I want to brag on them because they've done a great job of continuing to really advance the program. They were able to be invited to play in tournaments this year based on other successes and to be real competitive. And they probably don't know this, but Coach Sales did some research, and of our non-district games, only one of our opponents didn't make the playoffs. So they were playing a really, really tough schedule and doing a really, really good job throughout the year. So anyway, that was kind of the long and the short. They were bi-district champions again this year, so they really did good, and were just a little bit short in the area round, but hopefully the returners were ready to avenge that loss next year. So anyway, we'll start and go through their accolades. Kendall Woods is her second year on varsity. She was honorable mention all district and academic all district. Cambry Phillips was honorable mention all district and academic all district. Presley Sims was academic all district and honorable mention all district. Callie Parker was honorable mention all district. Freshman Harper T. Arena was the district newcomer of the year and academic all district. Honey Aldrich, who missed some time but was still first team all district and on academic all district. There's kind of a pattern here that they also do a really good job in the classroom, and you know, that says a lot about their parents and how well they take care of themselves. McKinley White, honorable mention all district and academic all district as well. Nina Sanchez was second team all district and academic all district. Callie Smith didn't get to play with us very much this year. We did get her to get in for one game, and she got to make a basket, so we were all pretty excited.
Finally, I was right behind her. Finally, I said that was it.
That's a lot of offensive rebounds. So she was just trying to get our stats up a little bit, so we appreciate that. But she was academic all district as well, and she was named THSCA, the High School Coaches Association, academic all state as well, which is an award you get over basically your 4 years in high school. It's for seniors only, and so she won that as well. We have not heard on the Girls Coaches Association yet. They haven't named it, but I think she's also going to win that as well for them. So I'll go ahead and say she did. She's going to be an All-State, academic All-State for TGCA as well. Not here tonight is Jada Searcy. She was second team All-District, and she was also academic All-District, academic All-State for THSCA as well. And then JC Hines is not feeling well. She was honorable mention and academic All-District as well. So. Anyway, that's your team, and that's it.
Association of Future Educators, and this one's a good one. So this is Senior Abigail Jones, and if you don't know, She's going to be an incredible future educator. I know you are shaking your heads because you are rooting for her. Yeah. So what she did is she's competing in the lesson planning and delivery in the STEM category. And she went to state with her project, and she ranked in the top 10 and is now a national qualifier. So she's going to get to fly in a little triangle with Beta. We're going to try to intercept her. And we're going to go to Portland, Oregon, and we're going to compete at Educators Rising in June. So do you have anything you want to say about your project, how cool it was? Nope? Okay.
How many years have we been doing this?
Well, this is the first one in a long time. So it's since I was a senior way back when. But with her lesson, she went to elementary school at Lakeview, and she taught in pre-K class. And she videotaped her lesson, wrote a lesson plan, and delivered it. We had to cut it down from 44 minutes to less than 10 minutes. So that was a project in itself. So she's worth it, though. And she has really done a really good job. And I know Maven ISD is going to be really proud of her to see her compete at nationals. So,
absolutely.
Yes.
Boys basketball.
All right, this year's boys basketball team. First of all these young men are really good kids, and I thoroughly enjoyed coaching these guys throughout the season and creating some memories down the road for these guys. Well, going into it, I knew we were going to be lacking some experience. We had three kids returning from last year's team, two starters and a letterman, and I knew we were going to have to be patient. As a staff, we really didn't know, though, that we were going to have so much roster shifting as the season went on. So the patience paid off. We played a pretty tough schedule. I'm going to rival Coach Sales. Coach Sales picked this trick up when he was with my sister. I did a little research on our 20 non-district opponents, and 16 of the 20 opponents qualified for the postseason playoffs. And of those 16, 8 of the ones that were either first or second, finished first or second, including Tyler Brookhill, who played in the 5A TAPS championship game. And we had them down 14 points, and they ended up coming back in the last few minutes and beat us 4. But we played a tough schedule again, and I think it primed us. And by the time we get through with the Allen tournament, we were primed and ready to start district. We started district with a solid win over a strong program at Canton. Well, we actually played that game here. And we're feeling pretty good about ourselves. And unfortunately, we lost our next two games against Van and Lindell. And before you know it, we were sitting at 2-3. And I think our guys were starting to head to the corner. I told them, I said, guys, you know, we don't want to go there. We want to bounce back. You guys got in you. And you know, with 7 games left, we went 6-1 to finish up district and battled. And actually, we had a great, memorable win at home on senior night versus Athens, who was the eventual district champion. It was their only loss in district. So that qualified us at 8-4 to get in the playoffs, tied for second with Lindell. So we get in and we draw Pine Tree. Pine Tree has some really good athletes, and they got off to one of the few games that we got off to a slow start. And took a lot of us to get back in the game. We end up making it a 4-point game in the second half, but we end up losing by 8. So, but it was a strong season. I'm really proud of these guys, and you know, they've had a lot to do. I'm gonna miss these guys. Obviously, I've got a son on this group. I've watched them play for a number of years. And so it was a lot of fun, a lot of good memories for these guys. Now I introduce these guys for you. I'm going to go like a classification as far as the young ones first. I'll start down here for our freshmen, Cole Genovese and Caden Bowden. Both of them did an outstanding job. They were put in a tough position because I mentioned some of the roster changes. I moved them up one day when we had some injuries and another little issue to come up, and they jumped on varsity, and you know what? They did an outstanding job. I'm excited about the future they can provide for and what they can give our program. They just get out there and play. They got a lot more to learn, but they did a super job. They're very coachable, very competitive. I'm excited about those guys. Sophomore, Cullen McFall. When he got healthy over Christmas, he came in and did an outstanding job. Did a lot more than what I anticipated in the paint for us. He was like a magnet to the ball with rebounds. He averaged the highest rebounds on our team this year. But Cullen did a super job. He is was voted second team All-District and also academic All-District, as well as Caden. Caden, you earned academic All-District. I don't know if you're aware of that. But Cullen did a super job for us. Our only junior this year for us, Brody Steven, he come on as the season continued to progress and picked up on various things that he knows that he can thrives on, and certainly shooting the ball, did a super job for us. Likewise, he was voted second team All-District, and again was also academic All-District. Wasn't sure if you were that, if you've been down that basketball hallway and see your name up there. Now for our seniors, Joseph Magana, self-made shooter. He's done a super job for us. He'd come in a lot of times. We have I'm just echoing what a lot of the district coaches have said. The two-headed monster, you know, they've been tabbed in our district offensively. Well, these guys here, we saw a lot of triangle and two defenses. And Joseph would come in and break that up because these guys would be wide open. So Joseph did a super job for us. As well as Angel. Angel didn't play basketball for us this year, but I'm telling you, Angel's athleticism provided so much for us defensively. He would always lock up our opponent's toughest guard. And was just always around the ball all the time. He was an academic All-District as well as a district honorable mention. Peyton Welk, another senior for us. He moved back right after Christmas. His competitiveness and toughness really provided a lot of much-needed interior presence. He was honorable mention All-District as well as academic All-District. Jaden Collin, another senior. He was, just a magnet to the ball, super competitive, a young man that is going to be loyal to, you know, his competitiveness was just off the charts. He was going to be an offensive rebound. He was a tough defender. He was actually voted as a district co-defensive player of the year and also was named academic All-District. So super job. Our last two seniors, Carter Sims. You know, you can't say enough about his offensive abilities. Exceptional shooter. This year he really provided a lot on the offensive glass. And we're really going to miss his abilities. Did a super job for us in tight games and he'll certainly be missed. He was academic All-District. He was Texas High School Coach Association academic All-State, Angel Guerrero also earned that feat, as well as a TABC academic All-State. So super job to both of you. McCarter also was first team All-District, second year in a row being named first team All-District. Luke Carter, he did a great job for us competing, doing a little bit of everything, whether it be an assist, offensive rebound, the ability to shoot the ball, the three ball or pull up or get to the basket. He was also would earn academic All-District, along with, for the second year in a row, district offensive MVP. He was also selected for the second time, 4A All-Region 2, and that's a pretty big feat considering how strong our region is in the Dallas metro area. He was also selected to play in the Tyler Azealia All-Star Game, along with the Morton's Mill All Tournament team. So, wonderful honors for these guys. I appreciate their time and efforts on the court, and they're certainly going to be missed, you seniors, and we appreciate everything you guys did.
Auto, come on up. Skills USA. Looks good. All right, this is Mr. Chambers. He's one of our two auto teachers, and he took a group of kids to Skills, and we still have some more things coming up, right?
Yes, sir.
I'll let you go ahead and talk about this wonderful accomplishment.
Yeah. Brad Chambers, CTE. Unfortunately, Mr. Eason couldn't be here. He is actually the real auto teacher that teaches him and has got him where going to. We went in February to Waco to Skills USA and competed against a bunch of different schools, and he actually came in third and is able to go to state in Corpus Christi, and I will be going, me and my wife, and I'm honored to go travel with him and compete against whoever else is going to be there. It really don't matter because we're bringing home number one and we're going to keep moving on. And I'm just being around him, even though I don't have him in class, being around him, and just he is quiet. I had to get used to that because I'm very loud. But being around him, and just he's very smart, and just he remembers things. He can take something apart because they had a carburetor, and that's how I first got to know him. And they were messing with it. I'm like, he don't know it goes this way. I bet. Yeah. And they put it back together, and it worked just fine. So just seeing how he is, and we actually, in Waco, we got to go bowl for the first time, huh? Actually, bowl's pretty good, better than me. But we had a good time, and again, I'm just thankful that I'm a part of it. And we, of course, got backing from Maybank ISD to be able to go do this. And would you like to say anything?
Ready to go. It's quick.
All right, we're ready to roll.
Good job. Thank y'all.
Make sure Ms. Carter has it. We'll make sure it's spelled right. Because she's going to have to write it down for you, okay? Make sure it's spelled right.
First and last?
Yes, sir. Okay. Congratulations.
Consent agenda items. We'll do A through E here. February 23, 2026 regular school board meeting minutes. B, monthly financial report. C, check registry report. D, cash position report. And E, tax collection report. Ms. Tribe, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
None of them knew what to do when you
just got out. Oh, I mean,
well, it's looking a lot better this month. Well, you've got your board financial totals. I just wanted to touch on a few items. The general fund, 199. This time of year, we're in a net position of about $5.3 million, which is a good place to be. It's tracking really close to where we have been last year. Also looking at food service right now, we're in a net positive position there, despite having to start up a program from basically scratch, moving to out of our food service management to in-house self-operations. The other thing I wanted to note, just to touch on our construction fund, this is showing a net position of down $15.4 million this year, but I've aggregated that because since our bond construction fund is spanning multiple years, to date, we have revenue, which is almost entirely interest, of $7.2 million. Total expenses over last year and this year are $26.3 million. So we have a net expense of $19.1 million. So we spent approximately 16% of our funds. We still have 84% remaining, or about $97 million. We are keeping some of that interest in reserve because we have been having a very favorable rate compared to the rate that we borrowed at. So we have to make sure we carve out some money in case we have to pay the IRS some money. They do have what's called an arbitrage rebate. So we're in real good shape with our construction funds. I think we're delivering a whole lot for the money and our taxpayers. Cash position report. This is the highest time of year as far as our cash balances go. Last couple of months, we've seen the largest amount of local property tax collections coming in, so this is kind of our high time. The rest of the fiscal year, we'll see that trickle down as we taper off our property tax collections, and we'll have a few months at the end of the year where we'll get some state money. But everything's looking well there, and tax collections are on track with prior years. Our delinquents are up just a tad for this time of year. Currents are down a little bit, but overall we're trending quite well and quite comparable to prior years.
Okay. Let's see, Elk monthly donation report. Looks like we got four of them. The first one is $10,561 for the Maybank baseball program by Athletic Booster Club. Two is $5,000 for the Gray Sky Ranch trip by TVEC. Three is $1,250 for the fishing team by AO Doors. And four is $1,000 for the Special Olympics from Parrot Head Club. Anything to add to that?
I don't got anything to add to it.
No, it's okay. Looks like we got one budget amendment.
Yes, sir. As you've seen this evening, we've enjoyed, our high school has enjoyed quite a bit of success this year. And next agenda item we've got is approving some out-of-state trips. With that success has come additional expenses. We don't think we're going to need this in its entirety, but we're asking the board for a $10,000 amendment tonight to supplement our student travel fund so we make sure we have adequate funding to send these kids to compete at the national level.
Property tax resales?
None.
Yeah. All right. Now your out-of-state trips. Looks like the first one is MHS DECA students to attend the DECA International Career Development Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, April 25th through the 28th, 2026. The second one is MHS Beta students to attend the National Beta Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. That's June 16th through the 20th, 2026. The third one is MHS TAFE student to compete at the 2026 Educators Rising National Conference in Portland, Oregon, June 20th through the 23rd, 2026. And the fourth one is MISD's archery qualifiers to compete at Nationals in Sandy, Utah on April 23rd through 25th, 2026.
Mr. President.
Mr. Teague.
I move we approve all consent agenda items as presented.
All right. Motion, Mr. Teague.
Second.
Second, Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. All right. We'll go to six, discussion action items. A is consider approval of the library material purchase list. What?
Sorry. There's one more out-of-state trip. Am I on the right deal?
March.
I thought you skipped one of those. I was like, there's another trip on here. My bad.
You're tripping.
We predicted it was going to happen, folks. I'm just
trying to stay awake. Sorry. Right. Move on.
All right. Hey. What y'all's pleasure on that?
It's approved. No challenges.
Okay, no challenges.
Mr. President,
Mr. Steele,
I move we approve the campus library book purchase listed as presented. All right, motion from Mr. Teague.
Second.
Second from Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Eric's got me messed up. All right. B, consider approval to file TEA missed school day waiver. Marshall?
Tracy? That's a pretty standard waiver in the event that we had school shutdowns. We had enough minutes to cover two of the 3 days that we were shut down during the bad weather, and now we have two more waivers available to us. We'll need one of those waivers to cover that third day.
So this is different than last month's?
Yes, sir.
How was that?
I
know we did something like this last month.
I think last month was the mispay.
Oh, yeah, that was for the salary piece, the compensation piece. This is to cover the instructional minutes.
That's right. Okay. Mr. President. Mr. Connor.
Move to approve filing a TEA missed school day waiver for January 28th, 2026.
All right. Motion, Mr. Connor.
Second.
Second, Mr. Teague. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Carries unanimously. C, the annual special education report. Who is that?
With Ms. Sullivan, no action is needed, but she does need to present to meet the legal.
Yeah, it's something new for this year out of the legislation that we just have to report on special education numbers. This year, we actually have not received the specific list of items that we have to report on. They said if we've already reported, by the time the list comes out, we're still good for this year. We just have to update and do all the things that we didn't report on next year. So we're going to go ahead and get ours done so we don't have to worry about the extras. So it will go pretty quickly tonight. But this is coming from this legislator just saying that once a year we have to include in a public meeting the discussion of the performance of students receiving special ed services. So we're going to, some of this stuff Ms. Groom has already talked about when she gave just the district report from data from last year, and so we're going to kind of move kind of quickly over it. Enrollment trends, everybody knows that district enrollment has been going up, but from the 22-23 school year to this year, school year to date, our enrollment overall is up 4.3%. But our SPED enrollment is up 61%, which is a huge increase. A big piece of that is between the 22 and 23 school year is when dyslexia went from being served under Section 504 to being served under special education. So we took in a lot of students just real fast under that. We had to have that done by the end of the school year last year. And so we had 2 years to get all of those kiddos because we had to do a full evaluation and get them identified for dyslexia, even though they were already identified dyslexia. So it put in a lot of evaluations and it added a lot of students to our special ed caseload. But you can see a huge increase from last year to this year already. We were at 774 at the end of last year, and this year we're already up to 909. I feel like every kid that transfers in at this point it is already identified special ed in some area. Dyslexia numbers continue to keep growing, and I mean every year we identify several new kiddos at the first and second grade levels mainly, but our life skills numbers are just increasing significantly. I would say that is probably our largest percentage increase over these years. So we've asked some people, like, what brings you to Maybank ISD? Like, how did you find us from wherever, out of state? Or then, and it's just kind of random, a job or whatever. People that are coming to us from kind of in our area have said, well, we've heard about your life skills teachers, we've heard about your programming, and so they're moving here for their kids to receive the programming that we provide. And so it's double-edged. It's great to know that our teachers have the reputation they have about the service that they provide for our life skills students and the growth and progress that they see, but it's one of those, if you build it, they will come, so they're all coming our way. So it's a compliment, but we're serving a lot of kids. Initial evaluations, just to look at, from last year, we, over the entire school year, we had 172 initial evaluations. So those were new kids that we tested a full eval and were either identified or did not qualify. This year, year to date, as of the end of February, I did not include March, we're at 169. So we will surpass our number from last year. And our qualifications are significantly increased from last year to this year. So that shows the big jump.
Of the non, like the homeschool and the private school, are we getting?
We haven't. We've gotten a handful, but I mean, not even a full handful, which is good. I will say this year with budget, out of this last legislative session, we get $1,000 per evaluation, initial evaluation that's completed. So we're sitting at 169 right now, so times that by 1,000, which we've never gotten before. So that is gonna be a nice supplement to our budget. $1,000 doesn't cover a full evaluation, but it's money we've never received before, so it's nice to have. We're not gonna complain, we're excited to have it. instructional settings, so this is determined by where kids, what setting kids are receiving their instruction. Is it the mainstream in the gen ed classroom? Is it in a resource classroom? And that resource room is broken down in three different categories, and then we have a self-contained classroom or setting. Then other placements. Other placements could be homebound kiddos. It could be a kid that needs to go to a separate campus because that program isn't offered on their home campus, so they have to take them to another campus to provide that service. We've really worked on getting those numbers down of other placements by adding programming on each campus in a lot of different areas, and so that has helped with the other placements. But you can see across the board all the settings have gone up over the three-year trend. Special education STAR data, the top chart that you see is from the 2021 school year up through last school year, 24-25 school year, approaches, meets, and masters. So it's a nice trend of approaches and meets are both trending up. Masters dropped by just a few kids, but it's nice to see that we do have our special programs kiddos are reaching the master's level in some content areas, and then it's broken down for last year's STAR by content area, RLA, math, science, and social studies there at the bottom. Graduation rates, the green is special ed students graduation rate, and you'll see that has peaked out several of those years at 100%, and this includes continuers. So we have some kiddos that you don't age out of special ed until age 21, so they graduate or they have completed, but they are considered a continuer after the age of 18, and they're we're still providing services through 21. So these rates can include those continuers, so it doesn't hit you on the graduation. Results-driven accountability. There's three domains for special education, and overall you get a determination level over the last 3 years, and this is all lag data. So the 2025 report, it's based off of some of the sub areas of each domain are from the 24-25 school year, some are from the 2023-2024 school year, and then some of them are even from that third year out. And so really it's just reporting, and then we get a determination level off of that. Last school year, the 23-24 school year, gave us our 2024 report, and we were at the needs assistance determination level 2, which means we got to get real close with TEA and meet with them, and we knew we had some areas of need that needed to be addressed, and so it just gave us the opportunity to get to fine-tooth, go through all of our data and see how we were doing, and have a plan of action to make those corrections. We got this year's RDA report, and our determination level was back up to a 1, so that was a positive. The areas of need that were indicated from the 2024 report were STAR, third through eighth grade passing rate in science. It was a performance level 3. You want to be a 0 when it comes to performance levels in the different indicators. Special education students, it placed in ISS for greater than 10 days. They break that down by demographic areas, and everyone knows we are majority white population, so we were considered significantly disproportionate, which means more of our white kids are placed in ISS than any of our other demographic areas, and we don't have enough students in those sub demographics, so we have to go against state ratios, which is way off kilter, and so it's almost a no-win situation when your demographics are weighted so heavily in one direction. And so we have made significant ground in that area just with some different coding options and way we're looking at discipline, and putting in some behavior programs to help teach social skills at the younger levels, which is helping with our ISS numbers. And then the third indicator was total disciplinary removal. So anytime a student is out of placement, which is when they are in ISS, OSS, or DAEP. So the rate for the 2024 was 103.6. The cut point for that is 19. So we were at a performance level 4 in that area. This year's 2025 report, we made progress. In science, we moved up to performance level 2. We are still considered significantly disproportionate in the race area of white, but our rate dropped from 5.3 to 3.6. So we made significant ground in that area, and we do anticipate that next year we will be out of significant disproportionality. And then total disciplinary removals, we went from 103.6 down to 97.5. Again, cut point is still 19, and we're still at a performance level 4, but we anticipate next year that that is going to drop significantly as well because of our behavior placements that we have versus disciplinary placements. Staffing overview real quick. Maybank ISD versus contracted service providers. We have 46 special education teachers in the district. We have 48 special education paraprofessionals. All of our related services, OT, PT, VI, and deaf and hard of hearing, are all contracted services. We currently contract with 11 different providers. We have 6 speech-language pathologists and assistants are included in that number. They are all in-district. We have 7 in-district diagnosticians. And between behavior specialists, special education counselors, and school psychologists, we have 4 in-district, and we have 1 that we contract with. And that's a big area that is helping with our disciplinary placements and removals. So last piece to highlight, just to put a focus on the students, there are more students, as we showed in our enrollment, but we're doing some great things with all of our kiddos. Special Olympics has been brought back in the last couple of years, and we're doing very good this year. They have 6 or 7 meets that they were going to this school year. We've already had a couple. The month of April is full. I think there's five or six meets in April that our students are attending. And then the staff pictures that are at the bottom are new special education staff to the district this year. So we have 46 teachers overall, but these teachers are our new ones for this school year. We added some classrooms and some different programming, and so we were able to add some teachers in those areas. And then just more pictures of our kids. Any questions? Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. All right, moving to closing activities. The construction project updates for all three campuses.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Having an exciting time in our projects right now. We've been turning a lot of dirt for a really long time. We're getting to see some buildings erected now. So at the elementary school, you'll see a lot of the studs going up now, more exterior sheathing. We're looking at, before hopefully the end of the month, there's a back entrance. The city's got that road finished up. We're hoping to get that poured. We still have some concrete work to do on the storm shelter / gym, cafeteria, and we're going to be looking at pouring that storm shelter before the end of the month. So really feeling a lot better about this project when we get some of that concrete poured and get some walls up so we can dry it in and do work in the weather. With the junior high, similarly in the storm shelter classroom addition, we have studs going up there. Kitchen remodel is underway, so right now we've got every single day our food service department is preparing food at intermediate campus and shipping that over, and they've done really well with that. It is going to be out of commission for the rest of the summer. We've actually got the slab in there actually torn out and did some significant structural repair, saved some money on that. And we have March the 30th, we're gonna be moving the office entrance to the building down towards the counseling, towards the east end of the building, as they're gonna be doing the next phase of interior remodel and some classrooms and that entrance area. We hope to keep it open, but they said we're gonna be taking all of our demo work in and out of that front door, so you probably don't want parents and students going through that. So had to move it down to the end, and you might have noticed we had some trees down out front, but a little sad about that, but if we had kept them, by the time we get all that sanitary sewage and storm sewer lines under that area, those trees would have died anyways. We're gonna be digging it all up so that things will drain. So it's gonna be a whole lot better in that regard. High school, we get to see this pretty much on a daily basis, but that building is going up in a hurry. We've got a lot of steel going up. The storm shelter roof deck is scheduled to be installed very soon. We've got lots of work going on in the courtyard that you can't see, that Mr. Rowland shares on social media, thankfully, so we can see a little bit of it, but we're looking at a lot of... we're going to see a lot of concrete being poured there as well. So again, we're kind of getting to the point in the next... month, 6 weeks, where if we can get through that area, get the last bits of concrete poured, we're going to be a lot better positioned when we get some significant weather, where they can keep working through that. But right now we're tracking on schedule for everything to be complete and opened up on time, so we'll keep it that way.
Well, we've only had three cold days and three rainy days in the last 6 months. Yeah. And I'll be moving along. All right. Thank you, Mr. Hyde. The last thing is questions and announcements.
We need to schedule a board meeting for April the 9th. It's a Thursday. On the 7th, we'll be getting bids on the Lakeview work and the Central work. For the summer, we need to have a meeting on that 9th. They'll give us the 8th to look at the number and the 9th to bring your recommendation. And can we wait till the April meeting? We have to, but we're probably not going to get the material we need. We need to get the tile and the finishes ordered. So we would like to call a meeting for that day. We can either do it before school or after 5 o'clock, because of the new law, we can't do it during the day. During the work day. So So I suggest you either decide that four more of you can be here at 7:30 and we get it done, or we do it that evening.
I'm good at 7:30.
You
too.
Okay. It's called 7:30 a.m. on April the 9th. That's a Thursday, April 9th, 7:30 a.m. And that's, I think, all I have for you, sir.
Anybody else? Any of y'all? Was there 6 weeks left? How much more school is left? 7 weeks? Six, 7 weeks? This year is just about wrapped up, eh?
Come on.
Huh?
What do we have? I don't know. I think
it can't be much. 7 weeks?
We're at that point of the year.
Talk about all the other ones.
You're not down to hours, minutes.
We talked about it before the meeting started.
No, you talked about everybody else. You didn't say nothing about Houston.
Well, the high school principal's here. You can talk about it.
Oh, there's a young man who made a sale in Houston. Got pulled by the name of Jackson T. Very impressive. I liked his smile in the photo. He was fired up. So. Some good photos of him.
So I like, my favorite picture is when he's up there with all the millionaires, yeah. And they're all in their drugstore cowboy hat and everything, and I mean, they had their finest, and they could almost bump the steer with their boots and hat. He's just grinning like,
yep.
One more time. Yep. One picture.
Don't worry, they wanted to stay around and talk after that.
So. That's good. That's good. Oh, man.
Jackson.
Congratulations. That was a wonderful. That's got to be fun. Many hours everyone puts in.
He's fired up this morning. He came in. Came on that door. He came in. Jackson, it's going to be a weekend.
Yeah, great.
All right. Barry, nothing else. We'll adjourn at 9:00.
I'm
sorry, but this last week we honored Principal Roland and Maybank High School. For they won Best High School for Reader's Choice, and they also won Best Principal for Reader's Choice. And we presented him with a plaque last week.
More importantly, it was the best high school.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't hear that part. That was the good part.
It's always good. Always good to be recognized.
Man, did you vote for it? Did you turn it?
100%.
That's what I thought. Thank you for bringing that up. That's a lot of good things happening.
Yeah, we were pretty heavy on the spotlights. That's a pretty good deal. I mean, anytime all of them make all those accomplishments, that's a good deal. All right. If the paper doesn't have anything else to say.
Not tonight.
Thank you.
You did good.
Thank you for bringing it up. All right, we'll adjourn at 9:04.